Welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today. LCCC Coach You Show Day today being brought to you by Laramie County Community College. We have with us in studio, and again, we do want to extend our congratulations on LCCC career number win 200 in 12 seasons. And that
even on the post game, though, he emphasized he's got more than that.
Well, I know he does.
We care about the LCCC ones.
Yeah, we're here in Cheyenne. That's all we care about, the Cheyenne numbers, because that's all the water cooler talk you're going to get out of us. But Jason Fick joins us, and to write a better script for career win number 200 could have been any better for you on Monday night.
No, it was much needed win, not necessarily to get to 200, but everybody else has made a bigger deal out of it than me. I didn't even really realize that somebody mentioned it before Christmas or something, that I was getting close, Jose or Megan or somebody. But it was more important, just a good win for our kids coming out of the break. I think we played well enough to win some more games like that, and shots not falling at right times and things like that. So it was great for our team. The guys have really enjoyed the 200 win part. They took a picture today with some balloons and stuff. So, but it was good for them to get a win against a quality opponent like that and kind of validate their effort.
How much emphasis do you put on that, at least win with Monday, especially where coming in we kind of emphasized of, hey, it's the number 23 ranked, nationally ranked Western Nebraska Cougars that you upset. Again, if you kind of equivalent to Division One of, hey, you defeated a top 25 team in Division One, is that something that you use as an emphasis or at least kind of a confidence builder for this team of saying, hey, guess what? You guys just took down a top 25 program. Let's carry those momentum at least to Thursday, Saturday, at least now through Region 9 North play.
Definitely, I think it's a confidence builder for us. We definitely are using it as a confidence builder. It was for me. I gained a lot of confidence in our guys, and I think they gained confidence in themselves and hopefully in me and everything we do that builds has some success. Hopefully it builds the confidence as well. So. Definitely, I was really elated that we would beat that quality of opponent in that moment coming out of the break. It's an iffy time. We were iffy going into the break. Yes, we got the win in our last game going into the break, but it wasn't really convincing. The game before that, we really got beaten pretty soundly by the same Western Nebraska team a month apart. So I think it really validated what we've done in the month since then, the things that we've been working on, and hopefully the guys, we had a great workout today. It wasn't long, but it was great.
Tip of the cap to Gervais Green. I thought really just a sensational ball game by him. Bryce Sanchez, I think those two on the floor, and again, Sanchez got into foul trouble, so he had to have some periods where he had to sit down, but I thought those two kids were very exceptional. The clamps were put down on Cuxhausen and Rube. And again, I give Applegren a lot of kudos on the job that he did on Rube, because he tried to back in a few times and couldn't get the shot to fall. And also, too, I think David was pretty much in his hip pocket throughout the course of the evening. Yeah. That was a couple keys right there in that ball game. But again, you tip your cap to the job that Gervais did against you as well.
Now, Gervais Green's, I can't imagine there's two or three better players in junior college than him. I think he scored 91 points in his last two games. His last game before Christmas, he had 51 and then 40 Monday night. So he's a pro. That guy will play professional basketball at a pretty high level. He'll make, God willing, he stays healthy and everything goes right in his college career. He'll make money someday. So he's a really impressive player. I thought David did a great job with Rue. And we emphasized to certain guys certain things. Certainly offensively, we emphasized to Courtney that he needed to take and make some threes, and he did that. But we also emphasized to David that he was going to have to play inside and out. We were going to need him to get out and contest three-point shots from Rube. You can watch Rube shoots well over 40% from three, but he's usually shooting it over smaller guys. We knew it would be hard. If David got out there, it would be hard for him to just shoot over him. And the first time we played him, we played a bunch of zone, and we left him alone, or it was a small guy guarding him out there. So If we did anything right as coaches, it was adjustment from going, hey, we're not going to back down and play zone against these guys. We're going to go man-to-man. And it worked out really well. And, you know, David was a big part of that. He blocked Martin Rube's first three-pointer, and then I think he blocked his first inside shot. So I think that got into his head a little bit early on, and it was a big factor. We did a serviceable job on Cookshausen. I think he was hobbling a little bit. He didn't look 100% healthy to me, but he still had 16 and still made four threes. So even one-legged, he was pretty good.
Before you get into your thought, at least talking about hobbling or at least 100% players, noticeable from the game on Monday, or at least, again, a piece of the program that is kind of at least we were interested in why he was in street clothing is Kyle Capps. What's kind of the update on him? What's kind of the time frame of him returning?
You know, Kyle got hurt a long time ago at Trinidad. And it doesn't bother him for a while, and then he does something to tweak it, and x-rays haven't revealed anything in there. So I think he's actually scheduled for an MRI now on Friday to see what's down in him. It's been a funny deal in the ankle. There's been no swelling, nothing show up on an x-ray. So they think there's just something that's tweaked in there, but he keeps tweaking it. And we thought that rest over Christmas break, a couple weeks off, would fix it. It didn't. So he's kind of shut down until we get the results of this MRI. I don't know the anatomy of the ankle or much of the human body in general. I know where my stomach is and my mouth. I know the connection between those two, my mouth and my stomach. But apparently there's a tendon runs down the middle of your ankle or something there, and on the inside kind of deal. And they're thinking maybe there's a strain there, but that needs an MRI to reveal it. So hopefully that MRI Friday morning is cleared. It's a chance he could be ready to go Saturday if they read the MRI and get back to us. But likely it's going to be Monday before we know for certain about him.
I'm glad that you mentioned Courtney, because we're going to have a chance to talk with Courtney Dean from Denver, Colorado, coming up here after the break. But I want to go back to David Appelgren. And one of the things that I saw, and we've had him on the program as well, and talking about the European game and playing over here. And I saw him with a little more aggressiveness. And I'm starting to see that more with Mateo now. And he likes that role coming off the bench. And obviously, the way the team is set up right now, there's not a lot of options to go down your bench right now. But he came in, and I'm seeing more aggressiveness from Mateo. It's not that he wasn't ever aggressive, but I'm seeing more of that physical play from him as well.
Well, he started going to his middle-range jumper, and that really helped. And then I think the time off for Mateo over the holiday break here was really big from a mental standpoint. His English is not great. So, and I've a lot of people have. I've traveled to foreign countries, and you don't realize how much mental and emotional energy you're spending to try to process language every day, every single minute. So I think the break for him gave him a great chance. And the semester ending, he's not having to focus on school and translating everything in his head. I think he seems a lot freer in the head to me, and I think that's what we're seeing on the court. I think it's helped Courtney, too, and several of our guys to get past that semester. We put a lot of pressure on our guys about academic performance, and Courtney was a guy. We write our freshmen really hard because we don't know. I mean, whatever student you were in high school, college is a different deal. So until we really learn what your capabilities are as a student, we write them pretty hard. We have a lot of demands. And so that end of that semester was, I think, weighing on a lot of guys mentally, and I thought we played much freer, much more confident, much happier emotionally yesterday or Monday than we had towards the end of the semester.
Well, it was interesting, and something we discussed on the post-game show as we were going through the stat line for LCCC. It was, for Mateo, kind of a quiet 22 points. You didn't realize that he put up 22 mm-hmm. points, especially with the night that Courtney was having, also too with Tyrese Potoma of putting up his point effort in that contest. But again, credit to Mateo Zovko of what he's doing so far coming off the bench for LCCC. Now for you, Coach, at least something I asked Brian Ortmeier, I'll ask you as well, as now we are wrapped up with the preseason, or at least a non-conference schedule. Again, as Region 9 North teams have been in action as well. Size up, at least now we're getting into Region 9 North. Who are the teams that are kind of on your radar right now?
Well, obviously Northwest is immediately on the radar. We did our scouting report on them today and did our prep work there. They're a lot like us. They shoot the numbers, the statistical numbers are very similar. The overall records are the same. The shooting percentages are similar. The points scored and points allowed, very similar. So statistically speaking, they're a lot like us. And then you look at what they do, they're a lot like us. They run a lot of handoff ball screen action. They get into it a little bit different way than we do, but it's the same action. So we're, to do the prep work on how to guard Northwest was pretty quick. We just said, do what we do to each other in practice. So we're not, there wasn't a whole lot of intricate turn, you know, they're doing this different. We haven't seen this. To this point in the season, we've seen about everything that anybody's going to run at us. So, but when we saw that, like, okay, well, we know how to guard this. And that made today's practice pretty short. We didn't have to spend a whole lot of time on Northwest preparing for their stuff because they're pretty similar to us in what they run.
But also, too, you offer the big guy. And you are probably in the driver's seat in most cases here in the Region 9 North play with David in the middle and, you know, mm-hmm. looking at their roster. There seems like there could be some ample opportunities going down low.
No, I think we can get a lot of production, and David did a good job because we emphasized going inside Monday night. But we thought we were going to have to get the ball. David was going to have to skip the ball to the weak side for us to take advantage of them doubling the post. And he didn't really have to. You know, he got some things on his side of the floor. And then we did a better – the other adjustment we made, we didn't go to handoffs against Western Nebraska. We just did ball screen and then to the other side. And then we were able to turn the corner because when we did the ball screens, they would switch it and then not let us turn the ball with the dribble to the other side. So we didn't do the handoff, so that didn't give them the chance to switch and kind of pin us to the sidelines. And so we were able to get the ball and exploit the weak side defense on them with the dribble and with David. So we made some nice subtle moves strategically that the guys really put into play and took advantage of Monday night. So we got to do the same thing tomorrow. And then, you know, to go back to Nick's question, definitely Casper's on our radar. They moved up into the top 10 in the country in the latest poll, and we're headed there on Saturday. We should go in there with very, very good confidence. It wasn't long ago Western Nebraska, I think, was in the top 10. So they lost a couple games right before the end of the Christmas break, which anybody can do to Indian Hills and Iowa Lakes, I think. And
I do believe also, too, in the Region 9 North, Sheridan also, too, are a top 25 program as well. So, again, a lot of tough opponents coming up, at least here, at least 2019.
Obviously, you know, Western Nebraska's lost three straight, and they've stayed in the same, you know, they've stayed in the top 25. So, obviously, people respect them pretty mightily, which they should. They're a national tournament caliber team. I expect they'll get some guys healthy and get right. So based on what we did Monday, I would think if we can be successful tomorrow night, we should have a whole lot of confidence going up to Casper. Now, Casper is one of the teams that can match our frontline size. So there's no advantage for us there. We're going to have to find other ways to beat them than just say we're bigger than you. Which really hasn't been the way we've beaten anybody, so it's no big deal. We got to find other ways regardless.
But the bottom line is, you know, even with the win against Western Nebraska, and, of course, prior to that, all of the Region 9 South games that you had, pretty much you're battle-tested, ready to take on the North.
No, we've had enough challenging games. We typically play a fairly challenging schedule, and we try not to load up too much on the JV teams and the club teams. So I think we've had three of those games. But we've played everybody in the South except for Lamar. So that's one of the advantages, I guess, we have with our geographic location is we can get pretty good quality games without making huge long trips. And so our guys are definitely ready. We played Salt Lake. We played Snow. Those are two nationally. I mean, I think we've had already, I don't know, four or five games against nationally ranked opponents. So, you know, we're – I haven't looked at Casper yet on video, but We've seen good teams. We've seen great players. So there's nothing new there for
essentially,
us.
Essentially, you're rare to go as Region 9 North play gets underway, again, for both men and women, tomorrow.
Once again, congratulations on win number 200 this past Monday night. Looking forward to 201 tomorrow night as you'll take on the Trappers.
202 and 203.
Yeah, we'll go right down the list here throughout the course of the year.
That's what 200 means. It's time to start on the next 100.
There you go. Sounds great. Coach Jason Ficca, join us here on our LCCC Coaches Show. We'll be back with Courtney Dean after these words right here on 1480 KRA.